Yes, sir. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. Do you know what today is? Yo, today is March 2nd. 9 years ago, I got out of prison. I walked out of those gates. I am so thankful that I got around the right people when I got out, that I didn't have to go back to doing what I was doing. And that was terrible. Drugs, alcohol, partying. Man, I got out and surrounded myself on purpose. This wasn't just an accident. Success is not an accident, folks. It happens on purpose. It happens when you intentionally seek it. I could have kept hanging out with the same people that got me to where I was going, that got me locked up. But I decided to start hanging around people who were going to elevate me, who were going to talk positive into my life. You know, people, if they're tearing you down, if they're making fun of you, oh man, how come you don't want to come out? Man, you're always flaking on me, man. You're always just trying to bail, da da da. Bro, those people got nothing to offer you. And I know I'm being harsh right now. Don't hate me, but it's true. And some of y'all need to hear this. Okay, so listen, if people are bringing you down, if they're laughing at you, if they're, you have 100% of the option to not surround yourself with those people. Get around greatness. And that's exactly what I did. And I'm not saying I'm the greatest person alive yet, but I've decided to surround myself with people who make the income that I want to make, the people who have the type of relationships that I want to have in my life. I love the fact that I'm being able to be coached by some wealthy people who have the financial backing, who have the spiritual fruit on the tree in their life that I can go ahead and point in their direction and say, yeah, I want what they have. And until you surround yourself, until you're able to be around those kinds of people, I don't believe you will be mentally strong enough to go ahead and live the life that you want to live at the highest potential that you want to be. I like what Dirk Taylor says. Look, when you're looking for a job or you're looking to figure out what you want to do in life, look for the trifecta. The trifecta are the three I's: impact, income, influence. Most jobs, most companies offer one of those three I's, and that's income. You're not making an impact in someone's life. And number three, you're not influencing anybody. And it's not that that's wrong. It's not that that's bad. I'm just saying, you, if you really want to live a significant life, I'm not talking about a successful life. A successful means financially you're set. A significant life is how many people have you affected positively because you walked this earth. 9 years ago, I didn't know what I was going to do. 9 felonies, criminal record. I couldn't get hired at Dunkin' Donuts. I couldn't even go work at Starbucks. You got to do what you need to do. You got to surround yourself with people who are going to bring that greatness out in you. If you don't, you will be struggling your whole life. And I'm not talking about struggling financially. You're going to be struggling because you know you have greatness inside of you. You know, when Superman is Clark Kent, he's capped out. There's only so much he can do. But when he goes in that phone booth, boy, he pulls out that S on his chest. My man can fly, save lives, supernaturally lift buildings up. That's that greatness. And we all have that inside of us. Get in that phone booth. Get in that huddle with the people you respect. Get in that phone booth that with people that pull that Superman out in you. Got to get around this greatness. And it's not convenient. I go to Orlando once and twice a week. I go to church there. I get coached by some of the best coaching I can ever be offered. And yeah, it's inconvenient. I drive 2 hours to be coached by this amazing family. 2 hours back. That's a 4-hour trip for me. Sometimes I'm only there for a couple hours and I drive back. But I'm getting myself in the presence of greatness. When you get in the presence of world changers, man, they will encourage you and they will pull out some ideas that you never even knew you had. They will inspire you. So listen, March 2nd, this is an incredibly impactful day for me. And what a time for remembrance, man. When's the last time you shut one door and opened up another in your life? It's time for a new chapter for some of you guys. It's March. Charge forward. Be a sellout. Sell out to your goals and dreams. Sell out to the things that people said that you would never be, that you would never do. If you're jumping from one thing to another thing, a job to job, relationship to relationship, you're bringing the old past into the new relationship. You're bringing the old drama into your new job. It's time to break free from that. Number one thing you need to do is get into a different association. Get around people who have the mentality that you want, who have that ambition level that you want. They will help you rise up. They will encourage you to rise up. They're going to challenge you. Remember, your real friends, they're not the ones that, oh boy, you're going to hate me. Your real friends are not the ones that you go partying with on the weekends. They're keeping you average. Your real friends are going to make you stretch. Some of the best teachers you had in school, you probably didn't like. Think about your sports athletes. Their coaches, they hated some of their coaches. Their coaches brought out the best in them. That's greatness. That's living a life of the trifecta: impact, influence, and income. When you get that trifecta, and next time you go look for a job, check this out. You look at the three I's and you ask them, hey, is this going to make an impact in my life? Is this going to make an impact in the lives of others? Is this going to make me a good income? And is this going to influence people in a positive way? What do you want your shadow to say about you? What do you, if your shadow were to follow you around, are you the same person that you preach about on Facebook? Are you the same person that you preach about on Instagram? Who are you when no one's looking? March 2nd, I will never forget. I walked out of those gates. I remember the officer, the correctional officer. I'm walking out with my Bible. He says, oh, you can throw that away right here. I said, excuse me? He says, yeah, most of these guys throw that away. I said, I ain't most guys. He said, don't worry, you'll be back. 82% of people come back. I said, no, nah, man, you don't know who I am. I ain't never coming back. You're going to read about me in the newspapers in a good way this time. And I walked out. I'll never forget that guy. He was a bald head, looked like Stone Cold Steve Austin, 5'5", biggest dude you've ever saw in your life. Stone Cold looking dude. I told him, I ain't never coming back, and I never will. Be around greatness to become great. Be a sellout. Sell out to your goals. Sell out to your dreams. Stop being stagnant. Lakes are stagnant, and that causes mildew and mold to grow. You got to be a river flowing with ideas, flowing with positive, flowing with passion. Be a sellout.